It is now 6:22 on this Monday. Thanks for joining us on WILS. Well, the way the media reported it, President Trump had just the worst day ever yesterday as FBI Director James Comey came out and confirmed there's an investigation looking into the connection between the Trump campaign and Russians, and also saying there's no evidence of any wiretapping. Debbie Georgiadis here, political strategist, AmericaCanWeTalk.org. We're going to see what Debbie thinks. Debbie, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of FBI Director Comey? Are you a fan?
You know, I will withhold judgment about him. Sometimes I'm really encouraged by him and sometimes not. I think he does try to bring what he thinks is an ethical standard to his position. So I'm not totally down on him. But I have a very different read of the outcome of yesterday than you were just saying.
Yeah. So the idea, first of all, I mean, how problematic is it for the Trump administration that they're now confirming this investigation into the ties with the Russians?
I think it would have been the oddest thing in the world. In fact, if at the hearing yesterday, FBI Director Comey had said, there is no investigation, because this has been a conversation. This has been an allegation by the American left, by President Obama and others in the Democrat Party for months and months. And so I didn't find it surprising that they were doing an investigation. Hmm. And frankly, you know, all he really confirmed is, in my view, we're doing an investigation, which most people thought he was. But I thought the big confirmation was that they have as yet not uncovered anything that actually links President Trump or his team to the Russians, which is really the only thing that should matter ultimately. I mean, they're,
well,
you know,
we know there were conversations that were occurring between Sessions and others, but what do you think they're really expecting to find, especially the Democrats? What are they really hoping to find out of this thing?
You know, Sensing, I think the Democrats built up this issue so much for the masses of Americans and Democrat supporters, Hillary supporters. They're expecting to find something really big because it's been built up. I think at the end of the day, you know, if they found anything that sounded like somebody in the Trump administration was paying the Russians to do something or reimbursing them or in some way facilitating their spying. But short of that, this is, you know, a great Democrat disappointment that Hillary lost and wanting to find someone to blame it on. This Russian story has been floated and floated by the Democrats, who are now, I think, in leadership positions, wanting to back off a little bit because there hasn't, after all these months of investigation, no connection in terms of a bad connection between Trump and the Russians.
Yeah. Is this having any political cost, do you think, to the president, to his administration, the investigation itself?
You know, it can't ever be good as in a presidency, especially in this really politically volatile time. It cannot be a good thing to have a confirmation by the FBI that they're investigating the administration for anything. But really, you know, the allegation about the Russians has been out there really since July, I think, is when they first started talking about it. Mm-hmm. And you think after all that time investigating, if there was something amiss actually between Trump and the Russians, we would know it by now. And the way, the other thing about Trump that is just so funny is that he has been tweeting about surveillance.
Yeah.
He's been saying,
he was wiretapped, and Comey said no evidence of that. Democrats are now even using the word lying. They say the president lies about these issues. What do you think, first of all? Do you think he was wiretapped?
I don't think President Obama or any physical person went over to the Trump Tower and put in a wiretap. I do think, though, that President Trump, I mean, it sounds like it's almost being confirmed by Comey that he was under surveillance, or at least he or people associated with the Trump campaign were being investigated by the FBI. So if you're being investigated for months, the idea that surveillance is occurring, what will be part of an investigation. I think in this particular point, Trump should say, as he has, look, I didn't mean wiretap. It's just it's a term I meant to refer to surveillance. And Comey is backing me up. They've been looking into it. Well, how do you look into it if you don't conduct some surveillance?
Yeah.
I think in the way it almost helps Trump.
Talking to Debbie Georgiadis, political strategist at AmericaCanWeTalk.org. And President Trump today, you know, he went to Capitol Hill and he basically told Republicans there, look, you need to support this health care plan or we're going to lose a bunch of elections here midterm. What do you make of his approach?
I'm so sorry he's doing that. I have been a strong supporter of complete repeal. And I think, honestly, it's putting the Republicans in a terrible position because the bill, as written by Speaker Ryan and his team, does not come close to repealing Obamacare. The core regulatory structure of Obamacare that drove up cost of premiums is still in place under Ryan Care. And so I think the conservatives are hearing from their supporters saying, don't do it, don't give it to them. I think Trump, honestly, he has some good instincts about things, but he doesn't understand healthcare policy. He doesn't grasp that Ryan Care isn't the repeal he promised.
Now, do you imagine them going back and reworking the entire plan if this one fails?
I know they're saying they won't, but I think they would have to. I think they would have to. I think the promise of repeal of Obamacare was so significant, and I think, I'm sorry, report, I think that President Trump is misreading what people meant. He thought a tweak here, take a tax, and pull a few taxes out of it was enough, but it isn't enough. And I think actually the Senate will push. I don't think he has the votes yet in the House or the Senate. And I think especially Ted Cruz and other conservative senators are going to push him and say, you've got to do real repeal. This is, and I think he'll be forced to do it even though he doesn't want to.
That should be interesting. Would this be the first kind of legislative defeat he's faced, would you say, then?
Yes, it will. And it's so unfortunate, honestly, so unnecessary. Yeah. It's unnecessary. He's not listening to the people who elected him. The masses who turned out did not want what Ryan Care is, which is just kind of Obamacare 2.0.
Yeah. So far, President Trump, how's he doing overall? How are you feeling about the presidency at this point?
Well, I think he's been a good leader and on some issues. I actually thought both of his refugee orders were, in fact, I will insist, they were constitutional. They have courts interfering. He's getting, you know, he's in the middle because he's getting pushed by the far left, pushed by the courts that are doing the Democrats' agenda. And he's getting criticism from the conservatives for not going far enough on some things. So, you know, I think he'll be a happier president when he gets more aligned with the conservatives, because those are his voters who brought him to office. That's what they wanted.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to be attacked from every side. I mean, we didn't even talk about the media, but I mean, there's the mortal enemy. Just about 15 seconds. Does he have any real friends at this point then?
His daughter. No, I'm sorry. Let's see. I think he has Mike Pence pretty good relationship with. I think he's got to develop better relationships with the conservatives so they can tell him what the people want.
Yeah, makes sense. Debbie Georgiatis, political strategist. Find her at AmericaCanWeTalk.org. Debbie Georgiatis on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.